got Einstein over in the other seat riding BB gun with me. That's cool. How's he doing anyways? Pretty good. He's, well, he wouldn't let me get out of his sight. I told him he was going to go for a ride with me. And then, boy, I'll tell you, he wouldn't let me out that door. He was dancing. Oh, yeah, Jake used to be like that. Not as much anymore, but if he's feeling pretty spry, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah, he don't even mess around. He does. He gets up, jumps up, starts boogieing. It's kind of funny. For sure. Jake used to go get my coat and keys for me. Funny. He used to go fetch his leash. You know, I'd go and walk, and he'd go fetch his leash. He don't do that anymore so much, but, I mean, not that I couldn't get him started with it, because he understands. He's got quite a vocabulary. Yeah, I forget how many words they say the average dog can understand, you know, as a vocabulary. It's more than two or three, I know that much. Most of the dogs I've had, probably between 50 and 100, I guess. I had that one poodle. That dog, I bet he knew closer to 300 words. He knew everybody by name. He would go to them. You could do the blind test, and he would walk right over to that particular person when there was a crowd of people in the room. It was pretty incredible. Yeah, that is when you think about it. Most people, especially those that have never owned animals or dogs, they have no idea.